This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I don't know if he's listening right now to Ben and Woods as he's driving around his home in Alpine. But wanted to wish a very, very happy birthday to our own Mark Mud Grant.
Absolutely.
One of the finer human beings and beacons of light in San Diego, Mud Grant. Just always enjoy his commentary, always enjoy spending time with him, except when he shows me videos of movies that from the 80s I've already seen. Yes. I've seen Blues Brothers, Mud. I don't need to revisit it again here at dinner at P.F. Chang's. I just want to eat my meal and move on with my day. But
he's one of those guys that is obviously, like, you watch the games, he's funny.
He's a little funny guy.
A little colorful. Yes. Colorful language when you talk to him off the air.
Yeah, which is great.
But he's also one of the genuinely most, like, just sweetest, nicest guys. I feel like if you are friends with Mud, if you ever needed anything, a favor, he would answer the phone.
I think so too.
And I think that's just such a great quality.
He is a great, great human being. And we are so lucky to have him in San Diego. So lucky to have Mud Grant.
He is.
Happy birthday, buddy.
He is someone who, like, when you see him coming, you smile.
Correct.
Like, you know, he doesn't have to do anything, it's just his presence causes happiness in other people, which is an amazing quality.
It is.
For a person to have.
We love you, Mudley. Hope you're listening.
Happy birthday, Mud.
He will listen from time to time and text us in the middle of the show, which is great. But I don't know if he's listening right now. But we do love you very, very much. Happy birthday, Bud.
He's lucky because he shares a birthday with National Food Day. So go ahead and enjoy some
food
on your birthday to celebrate.
I like when Don makes fun of his boiler. That always, it makes me laugh every time. The boiler. They always talk about the boiler. I always love his references to the movies. I get them all, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I don't get them all.
I get a lot of them.
A lot of them go past me.
80s movies.
He's a big Fletch fan, so you'll always get the, it's all ball bearings these days. Maybe you guys need a refresher course. Brilliant.
Don't Call Me Shirley.
Yeah, it's so good.
I think
there's a lot of Ferris Bueller.
You got to be shaving me. Kills
understated
me.
Any ball in the corner, and don't forget to call 811 before you dig.
Yeah.
I love that one.
It's a double. I mean, it's just, it's the Muddisms are long and deep. Love them.
By the way, if he hits it, it's a double. It has new meaning.
Yeah.
When you see some of the videos coming out from the Arizona Fall League, you're not doing this story in the Roundel Report, right? You're doing the other one. They have a check swing replay review.
Yep. Saw this.
That they've instituted. And you've seen a couple of the videos of how it, like, works. And everyone's so stunned because they have established a check swing with parallel to the baseline, not, like, straight across home plate. Like, we've all kind of assumed, oh, did he go halfway or not? But that's not. It's like three quarters of the way before they actually call it a check swing. And I've heard Jesse talk about this many times. There's nowhere in the rule book that defines what a check swing actually is, whether you check or you don't swing.
It's discretion.
It's just what the umpire thinks. Did you swing at it or did you not swing at it? But this new system, which they're testing and, you know, ultimately could implement in the big leagues, actually has a defined line, which is, you know, pointed out toward, like, first base. And if you're
for a righty,
for a righty, or third base if you're a lefty, and if your bat goes past that point, it's a swing. If it doesn't, it's not. And if they call you and you say swing, you can ask for the review, and they go to the system and go, oh, no, wait, he stopped just before the line. That is a check swing. That is a ball, not a strike.
Saw somebody yesterday, a former pitcher, go, wow, I've been screaming at umpires wrongly this whole time for many, many years. I think a hitter knows when he goes. Hitter knows when he goes. Every time. Every single time. And it is one of those weird kind of discretionary calls.
I don't agree necessarily. I think a lot of times hitters think they decided not to swing, but the bat actually did swing.
Maybe.
So they... they don't think that they swung when really they did.
I feel like you know when you go. I feel like you always know when you go. Like, you just, like, you, that, and it's that terrifying feeling. You look back at the umpire and he goes down. And you're like, no, I didn't go. It's, but no, I think, I wonder how many you get, you know, because you could feasibly do it on every single AB almost if a guy.
Yeah, they have to limit it, just like they've done with the ball and strike reviews in the minor leagues. I think you have a limited number of tries, but. Yeah, I mean, given the batter's choice, they're gonna always review it.
Yeah, I was very wrong about the check swing and where I thought. You know, what do we always hear growing up? If you break the plane of the plate, but then you have the guys, their hands are all the way across,
but the wrist hasn't. Does it matter if the wrist is broken or not? I don't know.
I feel like if I'm pitching, that's a swing. I feel like if a guy goes all the way out here, he definitely made an attempt to swing at that.
I like Mudd's definition. If you swing and if you would have made contact and it would have been a double, then that's a swing.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
All right, Paulie's got some more news for us.
Take it away. Today's
Rondo Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rondo Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
I actually forgot how fitting my first story is for the open that you just heard for the Rinder Report. So I'm sitting at home yesterday, and I was not watching the Paul Feinbaum show on SEC Network.
You weren't?
I wasn't.
I was actually watching it in line at Disneyland.
Well,
the Guardians of the Galaxy. It was so good.
You'll remember this call. Now, look, I don't watch the Paul Feinbaum show. We've played several clips from the Paul Feinbaum show.
It's literal. It's a gold mine.
I think I should start watching
it. I think you should, too.
Because if you just watch it from a comedy standpoint, this guy, Paul Feinbaum, very well connected in the SEC and all the schools out there. He just rips calls at times when he's not doing interviews. He'll just rip calls. And you have the most insane football fans in the world that will call in and trash him, trash their opponent, trash other callers. It's pretty remarkable. And actually, in the Rinder Report Open, the hey Paul, how you doing?
Hey Paul, how are you?
Paul, how are you? That was from the Paul Feinbaum show. So this was sent over to me yesterday. A guy named Vance called in to the Paul Feinbaum show. That's all I'm gonna say.
Vance is up next. Hello, Vance.
Hey Paul, this has been yesterday was great. Today's even starting better. Let's see, what can I predict? Jim called three times yesterday. It won't be long for y'all's next breakup again. There needs to be a country song.
Did you listen in the background?
There needs to be a country song. Oh, there is. I don't know it. Paul, I watched what's his name, Stephen A. Smith. He wants to keep crowing that Deion Sanders should be up for Coach of the Year. Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Hey, Vance. Who did you? who is there?
My damn cat.
Oh, okay.
And I thought he was yelling at his kid.
Anyway. Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
You guys want to hear the rest of the call?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed your show the last few days.
Hey, Vance, out of pure curiosity, what type of cat do you have?
They're two feral cats, and I brought them in the house in 2006, Paul.
They're still around?
Yeah, they're old. Good God, these things are like, they're like Jim.
Jim?
And I'm sorry, Jim, I'm just playing with you, brother. I'm just teasing. I like you, Jim.
I'm guessing that was another caller or something that was referenced earlier in the show.
Someone who's old.
Bro, that I saw...
the hillbilly callers referencing each other and then screaming at their feral cats that they've had for 18
Will you
years.
Shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
You need to keep that drop, Paul.
Yeah, save that. It's fantastic.
Exactly. Who did you? Who's who is there?
My damn cat.
It's amazing.
At first, I was like, "Is that a little kid?"
Like, shut up! Look, I've done it. I've done it to my kids. I've done it.
Well, you shut up.
I've actually said, but to scream.
I'm trying to talk to
shut
Paul.
Up. I'm trying to talk to Paul. I've actually said that yes. to both of my children.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like you've yelled at Hannah. Say, you've yelled at Bo.
I've yelled at it. Yeah, definitely. You've heard me yelling at Hannah before. You've heard.
Shut up.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk to Paul.
Trying to plan this holiday extravaganza.
It's great.
Yeah, save that for sure. Love it.
That's the Paul Feinbaum show on SEC Network. Another story from the world of sports media and broadcasting. This was High Heat with Mad Dog Russo the other day. He had Brian Cashman, GM, and is he president as well?
Yeah, president of baseball ops, yep.
And he was on the show, and again, I'll just let this one speak for itself here. This is Yankees' Brian Cashman talking with Mad Dog yesterday.
Give me your thoughts here. Finally getting back and winning a pennant after a 15-year, I don't want to say drought, that's not fair, but you understand what I'm saying with the gap. How about winning a pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot, and I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't. It completely forgets and discounts that that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects his.
I think that's very, very weak.
Who do you think he's referring to?
Well, he's obviously talking about the Astros.
I know.
But he's also he's also talking about himself, right? He's also talking about the Red Sox. He's also talking about the Dodgers. He's also talking about so many teams in baseball that did this. The Astros did.
Well, he said organizations, not just organization that cheated.
Well, so you know obviously he's talking about teams in the AL, right? But the Astros have really been the Yankees' Achilles heel in the postseason for many years.
It was just interesting because like Mad Dog did not ask him about the Astros.
Correct.
We're not
correct.
Talking about 2017 anymore. You know,
Dodger fans do this all the time too when I'm arguing with them. Well, don't forget, we would have won if the Astros hadn't cheated us. And I'm like, your own player, Mookie Betts, said everybody was cheating. Everybody.
I am very hesitant to say we know what would have happened.
Correct.
If
and you don't just
in sports.
You don't just crown yourself.
It's possible that if the Astros hadn't cheated, they would have won even easier than they did. We don't know for sure at all whether the Dodgers.
It's not like they had spare players out there. You know what I mean?
I will say, if there is a team that has a really good argument, maybe a better one than the Dodgers, it's the Yankees. And I do understand where Brian Cashman's coming from. 2009 to 2024 does seem like a long run to miss out on going to the World Series. Had they gone in 2017, though, then you're going, okay, you know, we're making a good World Series run every 6-7 years. That's solid. In that 2017 ALCS, went to 7 games. The Yankees won all 3 in the middle at home. The Astros won all 4, the first 2 and the last 2, in their ballpark where they were accused of really a high level of cheating and sign stealing and trash can banging. And they won just the home games in that series. So if any team could ever say, I think we would have won that series if they hadn't had that advantage in their home park. 2-1 win, 2-1 win, 7-1 win, 4-0 win. No, I don't think anything the Astros did was preventing the Yankees from hitting in those games, was it?
No.
And they only scored 3 runs in 4 games in Houston. I don't know that you can say that the cheating prevented them from winning any of those games. Your lack of offense prevented you from winning those games.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you weren't getting the signs. Obviously, that the nobody was hand delivering you what was coming. But one of their guys, Carlos Beltran, was kind of the guy that started all of this. And he was, you know, again, you just to go back and say, well, we would have won. We would have won the World Series. We would have won the ALCS had that not happened. I don't know that you can just crown yourself that. And Brian Cashman doing that on public, you know, like a huge, huge show like Mad Dog is kind of embarrassing, I think.
Yeah. It's a weird look.
It's a weird look.
Let's give the Padres a few retroactive World Series titles teams hadn't been cheating.
That's exactly right.
We don't know what would have happened.
Yeah, you don't know what those 98 Yankees were up to. You know? It's really good.
All right. Finally, if you are in your car right now or you're listening or watching on YouTube with young children, you could maybe tune out for the next just a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
As long as you promise to return.
Yeah, come on back.
But I got a story that was sent to me by somebody in this room.
Woods?
Uh-uh. Ben actually sent this over.
Oh, boy.
So.
Deviant Ben has made an appearance.
I just got this email. I forwarded it to Paul. That's all I did.
I don't know. But anyways, you will watch during the World Series. You'll see stuff like Taco Bell, for example. Steal a base, steal a taco.
Love it.
Guy steals second base. Everybody in America, you're like, download the app or something. You get a free taco.
Well, slap some cheese on it.
Yeah, some cheese on it.
A little Jack-in-the-Box action. Yeah. Yep.
Happy birthday again, Mud. Well, this year for the World Series, the adult entertainment company Cam Soda.
I'm
not familiar with it.
I have to do some research. But Cam Soda, whatever that means, they've got something going on where throughout the World Series, they will be matching all deposits on their platform up to four times, up to $100,000, anytime a player achieves a golden sombrero, four strikeouts in a game. So that means, and I'm reading just from their press release that was sent out, the more strikeouts, the more boobs users will have the chance to view on their site. Darren Parker, VP of Cam Soda, says America loves baseball, but they also love boobs.
Is that why those two Dodger girls were showing their boobs? I saw that the other day. Did you see that? They were probably Cam Soda girls.
I didn't see that. We've seen it in the past.
Yeah.
Somebody sitting right behind the plate.
Yeah.
And it's usually like there was like the movie promotions.
That
and
smile.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so creepy.
Creepy robots and stuff. So, yeah, Taco Bell does their free tacos, stolen bases. This one is going to be Golden Sombrero happens for any player. You can go onto this website, make donations, and they will be matched.
Should have done it for a double play.
Well, I thought it was odd what they chose as the qualifier.
Well, because you're not
four strikeouts in a game by a single player.
Are you going to find a lot of those? You know,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It's possible. Judge strikes out.
Are they hoping that they don't have to give away any money and just getting some free publicity?
Yeah, make a hole in one on this 240-yard par three. And we're going to give you this new Ferrari. Yeah, right. Like, all right,
we had all season long. No offense to the sponsors. The perfect game win a whatever it was a Ford F-150 promotion.
Right.
Perfect games are really, really, really rare.
Yeah, very rare.
Yeah, they say here, sports giveaways have always been a great way to connect with fans. We've seen Taco Bell give away free tacos for stolen bases. Domino's offers free pizza for no-hitters. 7-Eleven handing out Slurpees for home runs. I enjoy a Slurpee as much as anyone, but let's be honest, boobs are better.
Yeah.
That's why we're offering something unique this playoff season. If there's a golden sombrero, we'll give our fans free tokens with a matching deposit for age verification so that they can enjoy our content.
Also, the interesting part, he said up to $100,000. If you're putting $100,000 in your Cam Soda account.
My guess is that's a collective $100,000 for everyone, not per person.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but.
Up to $100,000. They will match or whatever. You have a problem. Also, there's others. There's no limit of the breasts you can find on the internet everywhere. I mean,
it doesn't cost $100,000 either.
Doesn't cost a dime if you don't want it to on the house.
I assume if you're paying premium, though, you're getting better quality. Is that? I mean, that's how it works
pretty
in
good
most
quality out there.
Most places,
you like quality out there because
the more
you
pay, the better you get. Is that not true? And this industry?
That's a cam site. So,
it's kind of like, it's closer to like OnlyFans than maybe some of the other websites you're thinking of. But yeah, it's just people in front of a camera soliciting donations.
That always makes me feel weird. It would if I've actually tried it. I mean,
people in front of a camera soliciting donations. Where would any, as I look at our stream and all of our members
doing
out
a gold
there,
member got a
gold
stream
member
tonight.
Stream tonight.
Here's some boobs for you. I just showed you on the house. On the house. Okay.
Do we need to do some sort of matching promotion on our YouTube member stream?
Adam said he will match all donations for Woodsy's boobs viewing.
That was on the house.
Up to $5.
Yeah, that was on the house.
You can't just give away the merchandise like that.
Yeah, Gaunt says dudes who pay for that are pathetic. I don't know. I don't want to call anybody pathetic, but
don't know. Or just, you know, progressively minded, that you feel like, hey, I need to be fairly compensating these people for their
work,
their hard work.
Just want to reiterate, that story was sent to me
by Ben Higgins.
Ben Higgins.
Yeah, he wanted you to do it.
I thought it was just interesting that any company would use an 0-for-4 and 4 strikeouts as their method of choice to, you know, enable their promotion.
Yeah, I agree. But it's possible there's some suspects on there. Muncy's capable of it. Stanton's capable of it. Juan Soto is probably not going to go four times, strike out four times in a game.
When the Padres strike out 9 batters, you know, you canine wins with 25% discount at Petco.
How'd you get that email?
Just normal PR email, just like I get all the rest of them.
Targeted, I feel like.
I think everyone at Channel 10 got that email.
Bunch of deviants.
List serve.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, speaking of things that are a little risque, we've got our football threesome coming up next. Take a look ahead to the weekend coming up in the National Football League. We'll do that after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know it's tough because you've focused so much attention on basketball to also have to kind of work some football prep into your day.
Yeah, it is.
And you're taking the kids to Disneyland all day yesterday.
Ooh, boy.
So if
Safari
you need,
Park the day before, holy cow.
If you need me to, I can go ahead and lead today's edition of the Football Threesome.
That'd be great. I know you are good at leading threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He's giving them the business.
All right, at least come up with a pick against the spread for us.
I got
you. Second. First, though, looking ahead to tonight's Thursday night matchup up at SoFi Stadium. The Minnesota Vikings, coming off their first loss of the season, will visit the Los Angeles Rams at 5:15 p.m. Rams are expected to get wide receiver Cooper Kupp back after he has been injured for the better part of the season.
Yep.
He like played one game and it has been hurt since the start of the season. Rams are 2-1 at home. Vikings are undefeated on the road. Obviously, this is also a reunion game. Kevin O'Connell was Sean McVay's offensive coordinator during their Super Bowl winning season, and Kevin considers Sean to be one of his best friends in football. So you've got that sideline matchup to look ahead to in tonight's game. And with the World Series not starting until tomorrow, probably one of the more well-rated Thursday night games. I mean, they already do pretty well on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
But this will be one that doesn't have a lot of competition today.
Yeah, zero competition. Well, I mean, the NBA, some NHL as well. But, yeah, I'll watch a little bit of that game tonight for sure. Who do you like there?
I kind of like the Rams. What's the current spread
minus
on that
three.
One?
Minnesota minus three.
That's it,
yeah,
huh?
That's it.
Hmm.
I kind of like that line.
It's a tempting line for Minnesota.
Rams are talking about just unloading pieces at this point is what I've read, that they're looking to potentially trade.
Yeah, the trade deadline's coming up. They got to make kind of a decision.
Yeah.
This game may go a long way toward
to deciding that for
seeing
them.
Which way they tip toward buyer, seller, what happens, coming up at football's trade deadline. All right, second part of our football matchup to watch this weekend. And I got a kind of one that would not have been a matchup to watch in previous years or even at the beginning of the year, but how about the
Chicago
Bears?
Washington, that was mine as well.
And the Washington Commanders.
Two juggernauts.
The Bears are 4-2. I believe Caleb Williams had led them to 3 straight wins.
Yep.
Commanders have been clearly, I think, one of the better teams in the NFC. The big question mark, though, is the status of Jaden Daniels, who took a rib injury and is not a certain to play. In fact, I've seen some speculation they probably won't play. That would put a little bit of a damper on this matchup, and it is why I believe the Bears are actually favored in this game, from what I've seen. So that makes me think that Las Vegas certainly does not expect Jaden Daniels to be playing, because they have been putting up points and looking really good this season. Washington Commanders fans are more excited now than they've been in a while.
The Battle of the Midway, the Cowboys and Niners going to be squaring.
I mean,
off.
That was the obvious.
That's your big marquee franchise matchups.
Loser of that game is in a world of hurt.
I really think the Niners will win that game. Dallas is just horrific. They're just horrific. And their kicker had no practice this week because he's going to be in jury duty.
So serving
you
on
need
a jury.
To factor that in as you potentially place your wagers or pick your winners in your survivor pool or whatever. But that was the game that was supposed to be all the rage. The last game on Sunday, the NBC Peacock game, 5:20 on Sunday. No. I mean, it is. The two teams just have not looked good.
I feel like we haven't gotten as many great games this year.
More in fact, college football.
Tom Brady actually complained about it this week. He said, I've done, seven games so far? Like, six blowouts, and it's usually the road team, so it's just, I've been, in dead stadiums in the second half.
Just boring as hell.
The Fox team, or he and Kevin Burkhardt?
Yep, yeah, Burkhardt.
They keep getting just terrible games every single week. And part of that is you expected, the Niners to be really good and the Cowboys, and they just haven't. So they've gotten a bunch of bad matchups. So we'll see if this one, the Sunday night game, can be a good one this week. All right, finally, the picks. Finally won one last week. I had the Lions. They pulled it out with the late field goal in the game against the Vikings.
I won as well.
You want to go first here, Woods? Who do you got?
I'm taking the line tonight, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota -3. I think they cover fairly easily against the Rams.
All right, even with Cooper Kupp coming back.
Yep.
All right, my pick is I've got the Houston Texans, who are 5-point favorites at home against the Indianapolis Colts. The Texans did lose last week, but their only two losses this year are against two really good teams, Minnesota and Green Bay, who I think the Packers are fairly legit. That was a really close game. Before that, the Texans had won three in a row. C.J. Stroud has been very solid at quarterback, and I think the Colts are fine, but they don't scare me that much, especially as a road threat here in a divisional game. So I think Texas wins this one by a touchdown or more. So I've got the Texans of Houston taking it against Indianapolis is my pick this week.
Paulie, you rolling with me tonight?
Yeah,
same
that was
one.
My favorite -3. Line of the week.
All right,
for
I'm
sure.
taking it.
All right, and that is our football threesome for a Thursday.
Feels real good.
All right, we will come back. Final segment of Ben and Woods. Wrap things up. I had something that I wanted to bring up. I just had it in my mind.
San Diego State basketball related?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Injury update.
Oh, I can do that for sure. All right. Yeah, if you haven't heard that news, that's troubling for Brian Dutcher's crew.
Troublesome.
Here with the season just around the corner. So we'll get to that in a little bit more next here on 97.3 The Fan. Look, we've almost made it. One more segment, and then tomorrow is World Series Game 1.
Can't wait, man.
Now, it won't have been played by the time we're on the air. It's actually later in the day.
Yeah.
So
5:08.
Technically, we've got another 4 hours of preview coming your way.
Every single game is 5:08.
That's very easy to remember.
100%. I love it. It's a good time.
Playoff games have been taking longer this year than they have. I don't know. Maybe it's the pitching changes part of it. I don't know if they've added any time to the commercial breaks.
I'm sure there have. There
factor.
Has been some of that. The no extra or no run rule or no ghost runner.
Yeah, but they've never had in the playoffs ghost runners other than 2020.
Right.
So,
playoff games are taking longer than they're taking last year.
We knew they'd take longer than regular season games. That was obvious. But they've actually taken longer than recent vintage playoff
games. I think anytime you are sitting and listening to John Smoltz and Joe Davis, it feels like an eternity. Joe Davis puts you to sleep. John Smoltz is like a meth head, just vomiting words.
And they will be calling the World Series. It's on Fox. We don't get TBS or anything.
What about Apple TV? Isn't there some? No? All right.
No. I don't even think. Do they even have like a Statcast broadcast
I
on
hope
FS1?
So.
Baseball, I don't think they do that.
Some sort of secondary
they have
feed.
They were doing the Nerdcast, they call it, during the playoffs.
Nickelodeon can't slime
no,
the
but
baseball
it's,
players.
They were
us.
Doing, like Mike Petriello was doing the Nerdcast and that was.
Those are mostly with the ESPN broadcasts, though, that would do it. I don't think
right?
Fox is jumped
so we're
into
just,
that arena.
We're just
again.
Stuck with these yeah. two.
I mean, you can.
I mean, you can mute it and listen to something else.
You can try to whatever John Sterling and get their app going.
Maybe
and listen, and the, sync it up with
sync it up.
Yankees radio is probably your best bet there. He ever call you back, Paulie? After
no.
earlier this week? No,
I didn't bother him
All
anymore.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Got other things to focus on at the moment. So anyway, yeah, World Series Game 1 tomorrow night. In Los Angeles. All right, we'll check traffic. And then I did remember, actually, the other thing I wanted to mention besides Aztecs basketball. Do that next year on 97.3 The Fan. Don't think we had this news before the end of the show yesterday. And Paulie and I can't remember because we did mention the Aztecs and their scrimmage win over UCLA
yep.
and the fact that they weren't healthy entirely for it. But unfortunately, had the news yesterday from the UT that Reese Waters, who's one of their few, veteran returning players from last season's Sweet 16 team, is going to miss at least 6 to 8 weeks with a stress fracture in his right foot. And that is pretty important news. Not because, the Aztecs can't still put together a team around him, but there's a lot of big games early in the season with Gonzaga and the tournament in Las Vegas. And if they're going to be without Reese Waters for those games, it's going to be way harder to put together the NCAA tournament resume that you'd like to build in those first couple of months without your full team together.
Back,
so
back for conference play, though, which is important, right?
8 weeks.
Six
It'll
to
be
eight
right,
weeks,
right around,
right around conference play. So, I mean, look, if you can weather that storm early, and somebody steps up, Benny, you get him back for conference play, and let the chips fall where they may. But yeah, there's no way around it. I mean, it's a big, big injury.
Yeah, obviously he was bummed, but seemed to have a good attitude. His quote was, disappointed, but then I realized, okay, this isn't the end of my career.
Right.
I'm going to, get my rest, get in the boot, come back, and, hopefully guide this team to a Mountain West title and into the NCAA tournament, and he absolutely still can do that. But you're already relying on a bunch of freshmen and underclassmen, even with Reese Waters. That just adds another one to the mix. And they have some transfers, like Wayne McKinney, who is at USD, who's a veteran guard. The other kid from Brown, Kimo Ferrari. Guys who have played on the D1 level before that can possibly step in. We just don't know much about this team. It's a big surprise we're going to see for the Aztecs when they start. And we're less than 2 weeks away. November 6th is the opener against UCSD. When's November 6th?
It's a Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, 2 weeks
Taylor's
from yesterday.
Birthday.
So, yeah, we're
your beloved,
closer.
Your beloved Taylor's fourth birthday.
Congratulations. Oh, he's not four yet. He's still
nope,
three.
Three.
Going to be four.
Yep.
Okay, the other story that I had seen yesterday, and I just wanted to bring up. So we know that the MLS is coming to San Diego. San Diego FC announced their first home game is going to be on March 1st at Snapdragon Stadium. First road game is a week before that against the LA Galaxy. But I never really thought about it or talked about it. But the fact that the MLS season is essentially late February through October, it's kind of a bummer for San Diego sports fans.
Correct.
And that's also our exact Padres season from spring training right through the playoffs. And not that you can't, be a fan of two teams that overlap. We do it all the time in sports. It really
we don't.
No,
here.
We don't here.
Like, we don't. Other cities
it
do.
It really would have been nice if you could have had something that filled the gap between the end of baseball season and the start of the next baseball season, which is why when I saw this rumor that was floating out yesterday, I got kind of excited about it, that the MLS is considering switching from a summer schedule to a fall-winter schedule that essentially would start probably around October, and then the season would end in, March and April at the end of the year. And, that would be perfect
Fantastic.
For San Diego FC, where they could take all those eyeballs that are looking for a way to fill the, you know, the empty days between the end of baseball season and the start of spring training and jump right over to soccer and really give it your all, like be completely invested in your soccer team without feeling like, oh, I'm missing a Padres game tonight to go to a soccer game or vice versa. You won't have to do that really if they make that switch.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. You're not going to get my full attention. You're just not. And I'm more of a casual soccer fan anyway. And if you wanted to get my full attention, yeah, your season would be kicking off today, right? Like tomorrow. Like I'd still watch a World Series. Who am I kidding? But you know what I'm saying. Like if the season kicked off today, guess who's all in with his scarf and having a ball? Me, your old pal Woodsy. Cheering for the new squad. So it's just tough, man. You're not going to get my full attention during baseball season. I know this is a big soccer town. I know that they will get a lot more attention from other people, but not anybody on this show.
At least it makes the point. If you're going to buy, you can't buy season tickets and use them for both.
Right.
There will almost certainly be too many overlaps to think that you can go to every Padres game and every San Diego FC game. It just doesn't seem feasible. Now, the Padres will be on the road. They'll be off days. You can certainly go check out San Diego FC. Or if you're a soccer fan, obviously they don't play more than once, maybe twice a week at most. So you got plenty of time to go to baseball games. But to really be a diehard of both is going to be tough in the summer.
But what about the East Coast teams, as Dominic brings up? You know, what about East Coast teams? Are they going to go October through March? Not real feasible.
I'm not sure what that looks like. I mean,
so you said it's just a rumor.
Yeah, but you know, it was like real MLS people who were talking about that. That is something they're discussing.
It's too cold, dude.
A fall spring schedule.
You can't do it. You can't do it. Well, they have teams up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, the New England Revolution.
They're like, we quit. We're done. I'm not doing this. I'm not signing up for that.
They don't all play indoors, right? Some of them play outside. A lot of those MLS stadiums
play outside.
I don't know. That's a good question as well.
You tell we're very newbies to the...
Well, that's part of, you know, part of learning your sport. This is part of it. So we're trying to dip our toe into the water.
Thank you, Brandon. Brandon in the chat says, the Seals fill the gap with the best PA announcer in the business. That's me, and I let you guys know something. I guess I'll let everybody know now. My Cal Ripken streak is coming to an end in March. I will miss my very first home game.
I mean, it's not exactly Ripken-esque at this point.
It's better than Ripken-esque. Better. More.
Because you only do the home games.
Correct.
Ripken had to do the home and road games.
What, like 40 games?
And baseball season is 162.
I've never missed a game.
Seal season, how many games in the entire season?
12, 14,
like
somewhere
10,
around there.
Like 10 to 12 at home every year. So like maybe twice a month you showed up for your job that you're paid to do?
Correct.
And you didn't miss a day.
Yeah,
congratulations.
How many games
did
Cal Ripken's streak
go? Oh, it's like 2,500 or something.
It's basically the same.
Sucks, man.
And why are you missing again?
Out of town.
Out of town.
Going to Vegas with the family.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that same reason Cal Ripken's streak came to an end, right?
Sorry, guys. Got a family vacation. Wife planned it. Yeah. Never missed a home game.
Got to go see the Deftones.
Yes. Yep. Got the whole package.
Cal, we're in a pennant race.
Sorry. I've got a meet and greet, and the whole family's going out. We're taking the kids to Vegas. There's nothing I can do about it. But I'm going to miss it. Suggested you as a fill-in.
You suggested me.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds from that...
Tepid response.
Shot down immediately.
Yeah, it was a tepid response.
Not necessarily a glass banger.
That was the fear.
They're like, no, we're good.
That was the fear that... The quote was, I don't see Ben getting wild and crazy like you do.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pechanga Arena tonight's.
They don't want a puker in there. They don't need that.
NLL matchup.
They don't need that. They don't need a puker.
I'm a puker.
Yeah, you're a puker.
I'm a PA puker.
That's why you love Joe Davis.
Should we host auditions for your replacement on our show?
I think that would be brilliant, and I think the Seals
would probably
love
that. If the Seals
would
like to do that, I will commit to a public tryout week for any Tier 1s who want to fill in for Woods as the Seals announcer.
You know, they may have somebody in mind already, but it'd be great content, and you'll never, you know, obviously it's going to be different, but yeah, I don't think you could get in there and do what I do.
Fans, your attention please. Louder. Louder.
No, no.
Louder!
Louder.
Louder, please.
Louder, please.
Louder, please.
You got to bang on the glass a little bit.
People, I'm asking you to be louder.
I want them to put our audience through what they put me through. It was the worst day of my life. I ended up getting the job, and it's been a friggin' blast. But holy cow, was that some nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking.
Did you have to go on the casting couch, or what's going
Pretty
on
Pretty much.
Here?
It was like a casting table, and it was very, very nerving. Stop looking around for it, Paulie. I don't want to hear it. So I see his eyes darting back and forth to all his many screens. I don't want to hear it again. But yeah. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I feel a little naked, you know, not being there. But when you put in as many hours as I have in that booth, Ben,
can't,
it's tough to see it come to a street.
Can't Joe Tsai I mean, just get like the private jet to get you back and forth from Vegas real quickly for the game?
Actually, he could. Friday night, he could shuttle me off to Vegas after the game, and then I could spend the time with my family and
see how important you really are to the franchise.
We got some. We have some Sunday games this year that I'm very excited about.
Oh,
very.
Yes. Like, you don't have to do the drive on Friday night in traffic. That's cool.
Like 3 o'clock games, too, which is great. Like, that's perfect for me. I'm not up all night.
That's because the Soccers have moved out to their own place up in Oceanside. Opens up a few more dates at Pechanga Arena.
I can't wait for seal season. Get your tickets now, sealslax.com.
Maybe Craig wants to put his hat in the ring. He's already the Wave announcer. Maybe he'd like to do a Seals game as well. All right, that's it for us. We will be back tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Ben and Woods at 6 a.m. Until then, enjoy the Annie and Elston program. For executive producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, for that guy's cat, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.